Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Allegedly with me, Matthew Cole Weiss.
And Theo Vaughn.
And today we have a beautiful guest with us, especially from behind.
Yeah.
I've said that way too many times in my life, by the way. That's the voice of Clark Duke.
Hi, everybody.
Clark, welcome.
Thanks for having
me.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank
Clark
you.
Duke, who you know from such films as Kick-Ass and Sex Drive and the upcoming Showtime TV show, I'm Dying Up Here.
Yep.
Which we are excited to talk about. We are in the basement of the Comedy Store right now.
Yeah, and Clark and I were comparing hair. Is this a style or what do you? Because
you've got a haircut at this point.
Well, there's a catastrophe, and then there's just a hairstyle.
Well,
mine's
kind of an accident. Mine's actually for this show because, you know, this show is set in the 70s.
Right.
So everybody else has wigs on. Like Santino has a big crazy wig on.
Yeah.
I'm the only guy without a wig, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just let it go.
Wow.
But now you're in this situation where you got to wear like hats all the time. I mean, it's a whole lifestyle change.
Yeah.
Because you were saying people call you ma'am.
I get called ma'am from behind. if it's from the rear or like three quarters or even the side, it's excuse me, ma'am, like all the time.
And when you look at them,
I give them the turn.
But what percentage do you think that they still think you could be?
Maybe 50.
Okay.
It's like 50% don't know, and then 50% are like Hot Tub Time Machine.
You're like, that's the guy or girl from Hot Tub Time Machine.
Is that the girl from Hot Tub Time Machine? Yeah, it could go either way.
I've always admired your aesthetic.
And
man.
Theo, your hair is coming in strong.
Theo is going for like achy breaky. You're a Billy Ray Cyrus, like
yeah.
Even with
yeah that's it.
No, dude, this is more breaky than achy, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm just sharecropping. The Lord's growing this, man. I'm just a sharecropper.
Yeah.
You know that. I'm saying I'm just down here working for the man. Kick
do
back.
I get, who, so how do these points work?
So you get to award points at will. So yeah. If you liked his joke, you could give him a point. If you didn't like something I said,
we started awarding points already right now?
Oh, buddy, we're going.
Like I just walked in this room and there's a sheet of paper here. And they always explained a lot to me. So okay.
Yep, and that's it. And once says Matt, once
Theo,
I says Theo,
I'm
you,
give
but
Theo
you have to
point.
Announce why you're giving a point.
Yeah,
I'm giving him the point for the sharecrop and the hair. That made me laugh.
All right,
that made me laugh.
That was fair yeah. enough.
You
wouldn't
know anything about manual labor, so.
Me?
Yeah, that wouldn't.
Because I'm Jewish?
No, not because you're Jewish. Did you throw that in?
Well, they say Jews don't do manual labor very well.
Oh, they do? But you've done a couple guys named Manuel, I bet.
Another point.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Yeah.
Anytime, can I get a point if I say he's right?
No, it's just because it was a pun. Anybody using a pun gets a point immediately.
So I got to ask, so how many people accidentally ever, and I don't mean this offensively, but call you Andy Milonakis? Has anyone ever done that?
That has happened before, yeah.
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 I can see that
not
a little
not in a while.
Right.
But more like a few years ago for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that
was mainly when Andy like Milonakis had that TV show.
Right. And the TV show was pretty good, I thought. You ever see
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
He's the first person I ever saw, a celebrity I ever saw in LA at a nightclub, and mm-hmm. I didn't know who he was. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, holy shit, dude. Children can drink out here. Like I had no idea.
Right.
He literally had two beer bottles just spinning in a circle on the dance floor at Avalon.
And I was like, the drinking age was lower in Los Angeles?
Oh, it blew my mind. Like this kid
was
must
it
be
Tiger
like,
Beat Night at Avalon?
Yeah, something crazy.
Okay.
I think it was like a teen.
No, it was Tiger Heat Night.
I think
those
it was like
that
a
what it is?
Teen.
Yeah, that's the gay ones.
But anyway, I just had to ask that, man.
That has happened before, yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Not in a little while.
Did you get mistaken for anybody else?
Women from behind.
Yeah, I love that.
Any specific woman?
No, I'm pretty specific looking, you know, like not especially.
But there's, have you ever done like an
with the glasses and stuff, you know, it's
do
not
people
like,
go like, you're that guy?
Well, you know, it goes in stages. Like when you, like at first, like nobody knows you. And then, I mean, this is over like the last like 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, it goes from like nobody knows you to like somebody's like thinks they might know you. To like, hey, I know you. To hey, you're that guy from blank.
Mm-hmm.
To then, hey, you're Clark. Are you Clark Duke?
Right.
So it's like I can... It's been a pretty steady climb.
That's
in
the
that.
Hollywood ladder, man.
It is, man. Yeah.
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 Is there a rung that's the toughest so far for you? Because, you know, I mean, you just explained to us kind of how it's been sort of, mm-hmm. you know. Has there been a rung that's been the toughest kind of for you?
Toughest in what regard? What do you mean? Like,
yeah, I guess just to like stay confident in yourself and like that you're going to be able to continue to work.
You know, at this, like, I mean, I think actors always feel that way and worry about that. I'm kind of at a point now that I feel pretty confident I'm not so much. I'm not like scared. I'm never gonna work again anymore.
Right.
Like that's kind of went away.
Okay.
Which
cool.
is nice. Yeah.
It's nice.
I mean, you still like never. You know, you still have the constant like anxiety and just like weirdness of. Just you're kind of like every anytime a job ends, you're unemployed again.
Yeah.
You know. But I have been, you know, lucky enough that I don't. You know, I don't have any dependents. I'm not married. I got no kids. So, like, I don't have to work, like, if I don't want to do, like, shitty stuff anymore.
Right.
Anymore, yeah. I mean, you know what I mean. I don't have to intentionally do shitty
stuff.
Yeah,
I got like, you.
Right.
You don't have to. Been there.
Right. You don't have to go get a day job this week because you're in between jobs right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's got to be a nice feeling for an actor because a lot of people don't get to have that feeling.
Tell me about it, man.
Yeah.
Oh, way too many friends of mine.
Well, you also you have done some pretty great projects.
Yeah,
I mean, we mentioned like Kick Ass, Hot Tub Time Machine. You said,
"Yep."
This show looks fantastic.
I think it is.
We have one question from even a fan who said, "Can you just spend the entire hour with Clark talking about Greek?"
Because
he said no. Okay, fair enough.
Fraser's daughter was on that, wasn't she?
Yeah,
Spencer.
Yeah,
And Bad Moms. He was in. Do you know Bad Moms?
I was in Bad Moms. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've done some great stuff, man.
I think movie wise, I think the first Hot Tub movie is actually like a classic. Like I think that movie's great. I think the first Kick-Ass movie is a classic movie.
Yeah, agreed.
And I think Sex Drive is like a super underrated classic movie.
Yeah. I think
And those movies are also like constantly on TV because those are like
Do you watch them when they're on?
No, but like my mom enjoys it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that, since we're on it,
you're like, I'm coming to visit, Mom. And you're like, no, actually, I'm just on TBS in an hour.
While we're on it, I'll ask because I love me some Aaron Taylor Johnson.
He's great, man.
What does he smell like?
Just masculinity.
Oh, I knew just, it. Like, I fucking knew
just
it.
Strength and power.
And just like sweat.
No, he's great, man. I mean, he.
God.
I've known him since he was, you know, when we did the first Kick-Ass movie, Aaron was. Might have been like 19 or 20 years old. He was really young. But
even
on,
better.
That's but I was. The way I but like him. Did you see Nocturnal Animals?
Of course
I
did.
I mean, he is just like off the charts talented.
Oh, he's very talented. He's also a little nude in that movie too, which I was kind of happy about.
Yeah, but talent is more something you got to earn. I mean, the nudity, it just.
I don't know.
It's easy to get a hold of.
He's got to work hard for that body.
He worked hard for that body though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Did you touch it? Like.
I have not touched his body. No.
Oh.
Have you ever been with another man?
No, I've not.
Yeah.
If you were, would it be Aaron Taylor Johnson?
Hard to say.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of attract. I mean, this is there's a lot of attractive men out here. And would you even go for an attract? Would it be looks that would lure you to another man, or what would it be?
You know, honestly, I can't imagine this any scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to be totally honest with you guys.
If it had to be Theo or me, no, I'm just kidding.
Remember the haircut.
The haircut could sway it if it's just between you guys.
We could just both look the other way and be a couple lesbians.
Yeah, there'd be more suspension of disbelief if it's me and Theo.
Is there any possibility of a Kick-Ass 3? Have you heard anything?
I doubt it. I don't think the second one did well enough.
No. That's a shame.
I don't think there's any more story to tell either. I mean, that's the biggest thing is there's not really a need. Yeah, I doubt it.
Okay. How about Hot Tub Time Machine?
Another even less likely. I mean, second movie did terrible. I'm pretty sure we were responsible for like the head of Paramount getting fired. Like, I think that movie like took some people down with it.
If you wish you had a time machine to go back and not do it.
No, I had way too. No, we got paid well, and I had way too much fun.
Yeah, that's cool. But and there's a Bad Mom sequel. Are you doing that?
Apparently not, because I think it's filming already.
Yeah, it's like Bad Mom's Christmas.
I mean, I had
you could have been one of the moms.
Only from behind.
Grow the hair.
Excuse me, ma'am.
You're going to be so lucky with that hair, though, because now they're making all these gender-neutral awards. You're going to be able to win everything.
What are you talking about, gender-neutral awards?
Ever, like, all the one of the award shows had its first, like, gender-neutral award.
Really?
Yeah, it's like it's not for, like, a man or a woman.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. I think Emma Watson won it for Beauty and the Beast. It was, like, best... Whatever.
But is she gender neutral or not?
No, I think that it's just the category.
I think she's still a woman.
She's out.
It's the category that's gender neutral. Yeah, they're not saying like best actor or best actress.
Right.
It's best.
The only problem
whatever.
With that is it's just going to make every category like twice as competitive.
Yeah, it will.
Like if Meryl Streep's in your category for best actor, all of a sudden like everybody's fucked.
Yeah, you're completely fucked.
Yeah, she'll die.
We can make that happen.
She'll die.
I mean, there will be like... Yeah, I know that's rough, man.
Unless it's Bridges of Madison County too.
That's one of Theo's favorite movies.
It's a good film.
You know, I've never seen that movie.
Really?
Yeah, I've never seen it.
I think that's a good. Lot of people haven't
it's
seen it.
It's word for word for the book, but it's great.
Oh, that's cute.
It is.
Yeah,
it's great.
That was endearing.
Okay. Back off, bro.
All right.
I'm not taking, but I'm jerking myself off.
What?
Okay. All right. He's just making passes at me.
Yeah, I didn't even notice.
I am not.
I didn't think he
bad.
Was at all.
I was not.
I think what? You're projecting that onto him. He's missing right here. Now.
I knew it.
It seems like sometimes I feel like he's got three hands.
I felt no like no vibe, no energy.
You
at
are
all.
So right,
bad.
Clark.
I am lonely.
That doesn't mean I'm not lonely, but
I'm lonely, dude.
Okay, go ahead. You had
I was with you in Hollywood one night, and there was a couple Muppets.
Wait, what? You guys hang out?
We've hung out before.
We know each other, yeah.
Unfair
advantage.
I'll get some mutual friends. Pals. Trev, Ryan,
yep.
Cabrera.
I saw those guys yesterday.
Did you?
They were at the beach.
Oh, nice.
That's why I went to the beach. Cabrera's like, come to the beach.
Was it fun?
Yes and no. I mean, yeah, it was fun to see those guys, but like everybody, once we got there, we were all sitting there and we're like, man, I just don't know if the beach is worth it. Like, this is like hour and a half drive out here.
Yeah.
Like,
it's hectic.
20 minutes trying to park, carrying all this shit.
What like, did you? What do you know. Do at the beach? Do
like,
you just sit
exactly,
there and talk,
that's the
or?
Question. You get there and you're like, all right, we're here.
You
yeah, you just
like
sit there and talk.
Yeah.
Somebody had a skimboard. I watched Trevor try to ride. That was
oh, that's
that
cool.
Was the highlight. Just waiting for him to hurt his hip real bad or
yeah.
something.
Was Aaron Carter out there? No,
I did not see Aaron Carter.
Well, him and Cabrera are friends.
They are.
Oh, okay.
They are
oh,
buddies.
He's doing Pride, by the way.
Who is
Aaron Carter? He's performing at Pride.
Oh, that's great.
In LA Pride.
That's good.
What happens on June 10th?
I didn't know he was gay though. Is he?
No, he's not. You don't have to be gay to perform.
Oh, well, they haven't invited me, huh? They haven't invited this strong lesbian animal, but they're inviting straight men.
The street that I live on has one of those Star Tour buses that uh-huh. drives up at it like, you know, like four times a day, which is not something they tell you when you like buy a house. But
really, they keep that.
Yeah. They go like two houses up and they go, and up on this, like, I guess it's the house from like one of the Spider-Man movies or something. And then like one house up, they go, and up on the left is the home of Aaron Carter and the whole Carter family. And, like, really? And this goes like three times a day by my house. I have no idea if it's true because like I've never seen Aaron Carter over there.
The Wait, whole family?
They say word for word. They're going, up on the left is the home of Aaron Carter, the Backstreet Boys, and the whole Carter family. But I always love the tag and the whole Carter family.
Like the whole family?
They got like 8
jammed
or 10
in there?
People in this. Because it's not like a mansion, you know? This is a normal-ass street over here. They're not,
we're like, what? Yeah,
it's like a bunch of little Spanish bungalow houses. I'm like, really? They got the whole wow. family over there?
Who's been the best, like on a film that you've worked with to party with? You think?
Ooh.
Craig Robinson.
Yeah, I was
gonna
guess.
That's not even close. Yeah.
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 He used to. I mean, I don't know if he still does. He used to party hard. He was good at it.
He is good at it. He's better at it than anybody I've ever met.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Better at it meaning you can
just. He's just like a physical specimen, like a Keith Richards. Like you can't stop him.
Yeah.
Like a normal like human body will get tired.
Right.
Or sick and break down, right? And need to like sleep or rest.
Yeah, but Craig Robinson's got that.
Craig
Robinson, blood.
Just keeps going. Yeah, he's got. Yeah,
he's got that Craig Robinson blood.
I just like I remember like me and Craig would, you know, I don't know if I don't know if I should tell this story, but like one
please.
Night like in Vancouver for the first hot tub, like we were out all night, and this happened quite a bit. It was always just me and him because like.
That's hilarious.
You know, like Cordry's awesome. Like a family man and like Cusack's a grown man.
Right.
But like me and Craig were just like two wild animals let loose in another country. So we would just go out like, because I was like 25 or 24 or 5 years old or something. And we would go out and like, I just remember one day rolling in the next day to set and I was just like a corpse. Like I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do it. Like, I don't know how today's going to work. And then I saw Craig and I was like, hey, what happened to you last night? And he goes, I don't know. I woke up in a park this morning. And I said, what park was it? He goes, I don't know, but it was beautiful. And then he was just totally fine the rest of the day at work.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is a skill to be able to like work after something like
Never
that.
Never noticed it affecting him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think that African Americans are more resistant to partying than like white guys like us, you feel like?
Resistant.
Like us?
Like they have more endurance?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe.
I wonder if there's a scale that shows like who's more resistant to like partying.
When you say resistant,
up.
It makes me think you don't want to party though.
Right. Or who's more
resilient? Is that what you're looking
resilient,
for?
Resilient, yeah.
I think Craig may just be an outlier as a human being.
You don't think it's because of race or ethnicity?
I don't think so. I think it's just him.
Yeah.
This is one of those offensive point things if you want to.
I don't think so. I think some cultures.
Can we deduct points?
Look,
yes,
a lot
you can.
Of Asian people turn red when you give them gin. You know?
Is that true?
Yes.
I did not know that.
It's the Asian gin flush or whatever that they call it. I've heard of it.
Oh,
but
the
yeah.
Asian flush? Now that sounds offensive.
No, I didn't say the frush. I said the flush.
None of it's offensive. Mm-hmm. Do some ethnicities, are they more prone to be able to party, you know?
I just don't know.
Like, I knew this
why don't you know that?
I just don't know.
That's ridiculous.
I knew this Vietnamese guy who could do an eight ball, dude, and just do it and totally seem normal. Drive home, you know?
I mean, it seems like Vietnamese guys are really good at playing poker.
That's true.
Based on like the one time I went to the Hustler casino.
There you go.
But that's anecdotal evidence, you know.
It's totally anecdotal, dude. Yeah. Well,
so,
look.
So wait, you guys have hung out before. You've mm-hmm. partied.
Yep.
Oh, I remember distinctively one night outside of over on the, out of I think it was like the Dime or some bar over there. I think this is it was some music thing and some girl had found a snail in her purse. It was two girls you were talking to.
I don't remember this.
Oh, I remember.
She found a snail?
And you went back inside, and one of them was like looking for something for the other one, and she found a snail, like a living snail,
whoa,
in her purse. And she was like, oh,
that's
God.
A keeper. Wow.
That sounds like some girls that would have been hanging around Cabrera.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, totally.
They got organisms.
I think I found a snail in some of those girls' purses before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you single, Clark?
I have a girlfriend at the moment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where'd you meet her at?
I actually met her on Raya, that app.
Yeah.
Oh, you
yeah.
did. Mm-hmm. Theo's been on.
Yeah. You on Raya?
Yeah, I was on. I'm not on right now.
I haven't been able to
What
get
happened?
On.
You get booted or what?
No. I just took a break.
Okay.
I haven't been on for like a year.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I'm just taking a break.
They
I'm
didn't
just,
like it, kick out. You out or anything.
No.
I got
no.
you. Okay.
But sometimes I find myself, I would screen grab, but I didn't mean to. Did you ever do that?
Yeah, on accident. Yeah.
Yeah, you what just want to remember mean? Later without having to go back into the app.
Or sometimes I'll accidentally.
What's wrong with that?
I feel like I accidentally screen grab stuff in general on my phone a lot. Like I always am finding.
What's wrong with screen grabbing?
You can't do it on this app.
You're not supposed
really?
To.
Really?
Yeah.
How do they know? They just know?
Yeah.
They know somehow. They send you a message.
And then they kick you off?
Yeah.
Ugh. See, they wouldn't approve me. I didn't get in.
Everybody I've heard on there, every girl says
I'm
that
they've... I'm going to deduct a point since you didn't get approved for Raya. That's a minus one.
It sucks.
And that's a minus one, too, for me, for you. Every girl
I don't have
says,
enough Instagram followers.
Says they've met Matthew Perry on there. That's like the guy that I always hear from girls.
I have... Yeah, I've heard the exact same thing. Yeah. And a friend of mine went on a date with him.
Yeah.
From Raya.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, I know. I have too. A friend who did too.
Oh, there you
oh,
go.
Wow.
Just like every girl
him
I know
Cook.
Has I've almost been Cook. Molested by Pauly Shore at the CVS right down the street.
I know multiple girls, including the girl I'm dating, that have like Pauly Shore stories. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah.
Including the girl you're dating.
Yeah. That's I mean, I think awesome. Anybody that lives in LA has like an Andy Dick. Story, Pauly Shore story, like you
dude,
know.
Andy Dick tried to blow me in Shreveport, Louisiana one time.
Well,
right?
Who hasn't?
Fast forward
God,
three.
Shreveport, what a dump, huh? Totally. Golly, right. I'm from like 2 hours from there in Arkansas. Ugh.
Oh. So Clark, how long have you been in a relationship?
About a year, a little over a year, yeah.
Do wow. you like? You seem like someone who partied or what, or likes to go out a little bit or no?
Yeah, I like to go out. You know, I go in phases like everybody else. I think.
Do you like the? Do you miss the bachelor life of LA?
Yes and no. Like I feel like I spent so much of my 20s going out like 4 or 5 nights a week.
Yeah.
Like, you know, especially like being friends with those guys that we were friends with. Like, I mean, I feel like I've just went out like 2 or 3 lifetimes worth of going out. So I'm kind of okay with taking a break. I mean, it's not like I'm, you know, like at home needlepointing at 9 or anything now, but, yes and no. I mean, I still get out sometimes, but. You just reach a certain point. Well, the other thing I realize is like sometimes I'll still go out and I'll see some of the same people from like 8 or 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's like, God, you're just still here, huh?
Yeah, that's when it's
you're
sad.
Just still here.
Yeah, like what are you looking for?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I didn't realize we were at the destination.
Yeah.
Like 6 or 8, 10 years ago.
I'll give you a point for that. That was great. Point for Clark. That was really good.
Do you feel, I'm going to ask you
I
this.
You get, I guess I'm just saying you get a little older. You
no,
know,
completely.
Just your taste change.
Completely.
I also just can't stand being hungover anymore.
Yeah.
I just like something happened. Like I'm 32 and something at like 29 or so. Like
it's
all
just
of
not
a sudden,
worth it.
Like my body's just like, well, fuck you.
Yeah. What town are you from in Arkansas?
Hot Springs.
And are you a hero in that town now?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Like, are you as popular as
I was
certain
in the
recipes?
Newspaper last week. I was in the local paper last
were
week.
Were you?
Oh.
For the new show?
No, nothing to do with that. It was like they were just listing like famous graduates from the area high schools.
Ooh, who else is on the list?
I have no idea. Oh. This is like, my mother like sent me a photo of it.
Oh, that's cool.
That's really cool.
Has your mom been embarrassed with any work that you've done?
No, they've always been a great sport. Like, I remember when I did Sex Drive, like, that was the first movie I did. besides like that one line in Superbad, I was all nervous like the first time they had a screening, and like I brought my mom and my grandma because I was like, it was like 22 or something like that, and I was like, oh God, because what are, you know, because you know the South, like it's the Bible Belt, yeah. Like my uncle's a preacher, you know.
Really?
And I was like, are they gonna be like offended? But then they just laughed their asses off. So no, they're great.
Yeah,
they're great about it.
Dude, are you wearing a shirt you got from
Loot Crate?
Yeah,
I am. It's like my Goonies t-shirt. It's awesome. I got this month's Loot Crate, which had that. Mm-hmm. It had Guardians of the Galaxy little, I think it's Rocky Raccoon or whatever.
And it had the Star Wars, the color pencils?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool stuff. So Loot Crate is a subscription service that gives you these great collectible things that are exclusive to Loot Crate and mostly surrounded around movie franchises and other parts of entertainment. Goonies, Jurassic Park, Predator, whatever.
Spider-Man, Transformers, The Hulk, DC Comics.
Yeah, actually, June's Loot Crate, you'll find Spider-Man, Transformers, The Hulk, and DC Comics. Oh. That's what's to look forward to in June.
Wow.
Because the theme is alter ego.
Oh, God, dude.
Do you have an alter ego?
Yeah, dude. I think, actually, both my egos like to nap. I do know that. But also, I have a cousin that looks like Chunk from the Goonies, and I sent him my shirt.
Oh, that's very cool.
Same haircut and one of the same ears.
Loot Crate offers an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month.
Yeah, it's a great deal, man. And here's the thing, it's stuff you can't get anywhere else. So if you have somebody who loves nostalgia, loves movies, loves pop culture, but in like the kind of like artsy and
nerdy sort of way, that's okay.
Nerdy, franchisey kind of way, which so many of us really do. This is a great gift for them.
But it's also something that you don't know what's coming each month.
Yeah.
So it's a surprise when you open it each month, which is really exciting. You know what they have now? They have Loot Pets.
Mm.
So if you want to geek your pet out, mm-hmm. you can even get Loot Pets.
Ooh,
I don't have a pet, but if
your
I did,
pet
I'd
looks
get the
looted. Dang.
And for June, one lucky subscriber will also win a mega crate of seriously epic proportions. A mega crate.
Wow. For you, yours would have a young man in it.
Just stop it.
I mean, an of age man.
Yes. There we go.
Okay. Good.
Barely, but of age.
Oh, I love what Loot Crate sends to me. And also, if you have a young child or something like this, it's like they just love opening stuff. So to open a cool box that it looks mysterious each month that it comes, and then to have things in there that are just one of a kind things that are offered by Loot Crate.
And if you want to get fancy, you can get a bigger box with even bigger loot with the Loot Crate DX.
Ooh.
So this is how you can get it, okay? So be the envy of your friends. Get your 100% exclusive crates at lootcrate.com/allegedly.
Yep, Allegedly.
And if they ask for a code, you can put in the code Theo, but it should take you directly to it.
It's lootcrate.com/allegedly and enter my code Theo, T-H-E-O.
And what do you get? You get 10% off your subscription.
Yep. It's huge.
It's a great deal.
Yep, it's a great deal.
Like I said, I already bought it for my cousin. I'm actually thinking of other people I can buy it for, too.
Ooh, you know what? My the guy who edits some video for me, his son has it and loves it.
Oh. That's lootcrate.com/allegedly, code word Theo, 10% off.
Enjoy
I can't
it.
Wait to see next month.
Yeah, dude, nice shirt, huh, Chunk?
You guys.
I checked out the new show, I'm Dying Up Here, right? I just checked it out because it just came out. There was a link, Andrew Santino put up a link, and it's on YouTube where you can go. And I don't know if you can watch the full episode, but you can watch some of it.
Yeah, I just heard about this today, too. I mean, June 4th, Sunday, June 4th on Showtime is the premiere officially.
The premiere.
But apparently it's on online.
Yeah, and it was great. I only saw about the first maybe 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your character and tell us about the show.
The show is set in the early 70s in L.A. here on the Sunset Strip at a place that's a lot like the Comedy Store, but legally not the Comedy Store.
The Schmomedy Schmore.
Yeah, set at the Schmomedy Schmore, owned by Schmitzy Schmore.
whose son is probably, you've probably met in a Schmivs.
Or Schmip Schlub. Anyway, the show is set in the 70s in the comedy scene. And the premise is sort of like right after the whole comedy world kind of moved out to L.A. for The Tonight Show. When,
mm-hmm.
after The Tonight Show moved out of here, like the whole like comedy. It's based on the book I'm Dying Up Here, which is a great book if anybody hadn't read it. And my character, along with Michael Angarano,
Michael Angarano.
Yeah, he's
the best. Such a nice guy.
We've known each other since we were like 5 or 6 years, like
oh,
little
really?
Boys.
Really?
Yeah.
How
bizarre.
Wait, is he from there?
Or no, he's from New York.
So like when you guys
were both
young
out
actors,
here as child actors.
He was in Almost Famous. Yeah. He was that's my favorite movie all time.
Yeah.
And he was the young Patrick Fugit in it. Get it, sorry.
Wow. Oh yeah, he was. Yeah, Mike's another guy. Like we always joke between us, like on set, there's 50 years of experience between the two of us,
and they're just awesome. Young guys.
but me and Angarano play a couple guys who have just moved to LA from Boston. My character's not from Boston because I was like, I can't do a Boston accent.
Oh, like, did you try? Did they make you try?
No. I was just like, this is gonna be dumb.
Yeah,
Angarano does it though.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I'm gonna sound like the bad like.
Get you know, the
cat. Yeah, park the car. Like,
that wasn't bad.
Yeah, I just didn't want to. I felt like it was going to be like distracting for me, but I was also just like, maybe I just moved there in high school, like or for college. Like, who gives a shit?
Yeah. Yeah, I could see how it would be distracting. Tennessee or something. Like, say you get the part and then you hate the accent.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, but we play a couple guys that moved out and just get to LA. So we're like starting out on the bottom and like living in a guy's closet and starving to death. And, a lot of our storylines are. I think
true,
like, well, true, not only true, but based on Jim Carrey's life, like his experiences. Like, I mean, a lot of the show is based on Jim's life, but specifically me and Michael's characters are more than the others.
So did you work with him?
Yeah, yeah.
Strongly? And he's a producer on it.
He's the executive producer of the show, and like me and Angarano got together with him before the show started, and he told us a lot of stories and just talked about.
What was that like?
You know, it's. I mean, I knew Jim from Kick-Ass 2 already, so it wasn't like as surreal as it could have been, I guess. But
is he a weird dude? Like,
I mean, he's a genius.
He's a genius for sure.
Yeah, he's like a Picasso. It seems like almost
he paints
or a Mozart.
Too. Yeah,
does he?
No, I mean he's actual certifiable genius. Yeah, he's got an incredible art studio. Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, it's just like that's the best part of like doing this for a living is getting to like somebody that's legit one of your childhood heroes. Like I've got to work with him and you know Eddie Murphy and Robin Williams. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I mean it was just super cool more than anything just to go to his house and him talk to us about like writing material and cuz I've never done stand up. Like I think maybe the producers thought I had. Like I remember at some point somebody was like, "Well, you've done stand up." I was like, "No, I haven't. I've never fucking done stand up."
You never have.
No, never have.
Yeah. What was Jim Carrey's house like?
Nothing crazy, just
really
know, beautiful house over in West Side.
Animals in there or not?
I don't recall any animals. Ton of incredible art. Beautiful art. He's got like a Lichtenstein canvas.
Wow.
You know, it's like, must have cost tens of millions of dollars. I don't know.
Wow. Like just, but no like hawks or anything like that? Like I see like
no hawks. No hawks.
You're just picturing Ace Ventura.
I think you are thinking of Ace Ventura, man.
Maybe I am.
Just a movie, pal.
Yeah, let me think of something else.
I love going to celebrity homes like that. I think it's so fascinating.
No big satellite dish in the yard?
He had a big incredible statue he'd made in the yard that was like 30 feet tall and 20 feet long of like a woman looking out a window. It's pretty wild.
Wow.
Any homage in there to Dumb and Dumber or anything like that?
No.
No? Like shit all over the bathroom?
No.
Not a lot of memorabilia. No, mainly just beautiful art everywhere.
You wouldn't take anything?
Just a big beautiful home.
What about the mask? Is the mask in there?
I didn't see one piece of memorabilia now that I think about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Theo, who's the most famous person's home you've been in?
Let me think. Maybe
Invited?
Yeah.
Oh,
Catherine Heigl, Perry Farrell,
ooh.
Amy Schumer, maybe.
Those are pretty good.
Are they pretty good?
Yeah, they're great.
Sure.
I can't think of anybody else.
That's a good one.
Invited.
I
went to Prince's house one time.
No.
No.
Why? What? Well,
he had a birthday party. It was, it's such a weird random story how I got there. Like a guy that I'm still friends with now that I literally just met that day for the first time. We got to talking about Prince somehow. This is years ago. And he's like, you know, it's funny you're talking about Prince. He's like, I actually got invited to Prince's birthday party later. And I was like, really? Because I don't know. I just met this guy. Like he's like in PR or something, you know. And I was like, that's crazy, man. He's like, yeah, if I can get you in, I'll text you later. And I was like, you know, I'm never expecting I'm going to hear from this guy ever again.
Yeah.
And then at like 11:30 that night, I'm in bed and I get a phone call. And he's like, hey, I got you on the list, but you got to get over here immediately. So I just like spring out of bed.
What do you put on? What do you put on?
Some kind of hat. You know, this is years ago, maybe a fedora.
Yeah.
this is like 07.
Yeah.
Whisk over there off of Mulholland.
At his house.
At Prince's house. And I got there, and it was the single craziest thing I've ever been to in my life. Like, it was like Cameron Diaz and Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
And,
that's crazy.
Eddie Murphy was there, and I had just done that movie with Eddie Murphy. So Eddie comes up and gives me a hug in front of this guy, and he was like, what?
Wow.
But anyway, we stayed at this house till like But Prince never showed up. So like
it's to his
like,
own house,
to his own house party, to his own party in his own backyard, and it's like 2 a.m. And like people just start leaving, you know, because they're like, well, I guess Prince isn't coming. And finally, at like, and I was like, I'm not leaving. Like Prince is gonna show up.
Yeah.
And like at like 4 a.m, they set up a bunch of equipment in the backyard, and Prince comes out and just plays for like an hour and a half, just all his greatest hits, like about from me to like the window right there. I was just standing like with 20 people just.
It's like time does not exist.
It was the craziest.
4 a.m.
Yeah, one of the craziest nights of my life. Wow. Hands down.
That's crazy. Wow. That's cool. That's a good story.
Yeah.
He just comes out and sets up and play. Like, were people talking to him or no? It was just like he's playing and that's it, really.
I didn't really see anybody saying much to him. The thing, and I've told this story before somewhere because it made me laugh so hard. I like snuck around the house just to look around because it was clearly not a house he actually lived in. You know, it was just like a house he like probably just had for parties.
Right.
But I remember walking downstairs past like a rope you're not supposed to go past, and like I found like the laundry room, and it was like a laundromat. Like it had like 15 washers and 15 dryers, and they were all going at like 3 a.m. I was like,
like at a hotel.
How does he have this much laundry?
Yeah. Jeez,
what do you think it was?
I don't know, because all his clothes are dry clean only. You know, it's got to be.
Yeah.
Wow.
What is he washing?
Who knows? Pills.
But yeah, maybe he's washing. Maybe he's washing the sweet coating off a pill.
Oh, sad.
Too soon.
I've gotten to spend
that's
a lot.
That's -1 point for Theo.
Thank you. I've recently gotten to spend some time. I won't say why, but at Elon Musk's house. A lot of time at Elon Musk's house.
I want to hear this.
Elon Musk fed him spaghetti.
I'm not telling them.
I want to hear the why. That's the only thing.
I am friendly with his girlfriend.
Okay.
And he has been, she has introduced me to him, and then he has been kind enough to allow me in his house, which...
what a cool guy he is.
Cool guy.
Yeah.
Going back, but you don't have to say anything about who she... Are you dating an actress?
No. Civilian.
Is that... Wow. Oh, a normie.
Yeah.
Have you dated...
A muggle.
You've dated actresses.
Yeah.
And...
It's a mess,
you
usually.
You learn the hard way.
But it's tough, because, like, you kind of don't... Like, I don't meet a lot of other people. Like, who else am I going to meet besides here, besides like at work or socially, besides like actresses and like, you know, models and playmates? And
did you ever date? Did
tough
you ever
life,
date?
Pal.
Did you ever date Shannon Doherty?
No, she's about twice my age. Right? I mean,
oh, she is.
She's not. Well, she's not in her 60s.
Oh well, no, but I'm, but I mean,
I don't know.
She's probably in her 40s.
I don't know.
40s.
I mean, but I feel like 90210 was on TV
yes,
when I was
it's
a child.
It's a different era.
No,
yeah.
I never met her.
I don't even know how time works.
That was a random.
Dude, I think they make a cute couple. I think she's cute.
She's beautiful. I mean, yeah. She's
beautiful.
She was so beautiful, like mall rats.
Oh yeah,
man. Yeah, I had a huge crush on her.
I'd fuck anything in a mall, to be honest with you.
Interesting.
Had a lot of chicks at malls.
I did
dude.
Have this question on your bad moms. If you had to play Mary F Kill, but we won't say F. But who of the three that you and we won't say kill, we'll say, you know, put in the corner of the three leads.
The game's called Mary Fuck Kill.
I'm aware of the game.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just making
Mila,
sure.
Mila, Chris, and Catherine, I'm talking about, because you've met them and
I know all of them. I mean, I've been friends with Kristen Bell for years.
Okay.
And Mila I know pretty well from working with Ashton and stuff too.
So who's the Mary? And I've met Catherine, and I think Catherine is awesome.
I mean, I don't know Catherine at all, so I guess she's the kill, because I just don't know her at all.
All right. Fair enough.
The other two gals are both so beautiful and nice. It's really a coin toss.
Interchangeable?
Yeah, they're both winners, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
You couldn't go wrong either way.
So you're moving to Utah, it sounds like.
What's in Utah?
Polygamy.
Polygamy.
Oh, yeah.
And I love it. I think
that's
a great
dream
choice.
That's my dream, man.
Dude, I would love that one day.
Big Love is my favorite show. Have you ever read Under the Banner of Heaven?
Yes.
You read? Mm-hmm. Man, how great is that book,
that's
huh?
great. I mean... Are you being serious? You really would love to be in a polygamous relationship?
Well, no, that's not serious, but I really do love that book, and I find Mormonism
too.
Really fascinating, because it's kind of like, it's also like a Western.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like a, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, have you seen the show?
Book
of Mormon? Book of Mormon?
No, I never have.
Dude, it's so funny.
I know.
It's
I've
a
never,
great way
to... I never go to musicals. Like, I've never been, like, a theater guy.
Yeah, this one's different. This one's
sure,
different.
Yeah.
But you've been to Prince... Look, you've been to Prince's musical at 3 a.m. at his own home.
Yeah,
so,
seriously.
And not even his home, so that's pretty amazing.
Here's someone that you worked with that we've had someone in recently who talked about a horrendous experience they had with them, which was Burt Reynolds. Now, you did...
I just did a movie with Burt. Yeah.
And we had Jay Chandrasekhar.
How was Burt?
Bert was, for me, like, especially being Southern, Bert's one of my heroes. Oh, yeah. You know, like especially, like, Bert just looms so much bigger in the South, I think, than most places, too. Yeah. This is no joke. Like, on my desk in my office in my house next to my, like, computer and phone, I have a signed 8x10 of Bert from when I was a little boy that says, like,
really?
Clark, your friend Bert Reynolds. Like,
wow.
So I just did this movie.
How'd you get that?
By the way, I was on a sitcom from the same people that made Evening Shade. So the stages were next door to each other, same producers, same creators.
That's awesome.
So I would see Bert all the time. That's crazy. As a little boy, yeah.
Okay, so he was okay to work with in this past movie.
Yeah, I mean,
he's an adult.
Yeah, I mean, I think the people that have had bad experiences with Bert, like, because I tried to ask Bert about, like, Paul Thomas Anderson.
Yeah.
And I think it's, like, anybody that's, like, rude or condescending or, like, rude. He has a real thing about if somebody's rude to women.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a real chivalrous dude, like, old school kind of dude.
Hmm.
I had a great experience with him, personally. But it seems like the only people he ever gets in fights with are directors.
Right.
Like, I think he tried to, like, take a swing at Paul Thomas Anderson and stuff.
Yeah.
So that would make – I'm assuming Jay Chandrasekhar was directing him,
yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it...
Oh, he only does two takes. He said he only does like a couple of takes. Yeah, wasn't that
that's hilarious.
Yeah. He's like, I'll give you three takes. That's it. Boom, well, boom, boom. And that's it.
But you know, yeah, what you're going to get is what you're going to get. These older guys have a hard time remembering all these lines a lot of times too.
Yeah.
Like, and just they're just impatient. Yeah. I mean, old people are just impatient in general.
Yeah, dude. I mean, my grandmother can't even finish a smoothie. You know?
Much less scene eight.
No. Much less four pages of dialogue. Yeah.
What is that Sinatra quote? If you want a second take, just print this one twice.
Yeah. And this movie's called Dog Years?
Dog Years, yeah. We actually just got back from Tribeca.
Yeah. He made a rare appearance, too.
He did. It was pretty wild. Like, on that carpet, it was like Chevy, who is my actual hero.
Really? Well, Chase, he's another one. I've heard many horrible stories over the years.
Yeah. I have nothing but great things to say about Chevy, because Chevy has been so great to me.
Yeah.
But it may be just because I love him so much and he knows that.
Yeah.
But like Chevy, Bert, and De Niro were on that red carpet for Dog Years. It was pretty wild.
That's
like,
crazy, dude.
Wow.
Did you get a picture with the three of them?
No, I didn't. I didn't want to, like, you know, everybody's just trying to photograph those three guys. I didn't want to be like.
Yeah.
Do you,
I was like 3 feet away. I'm sure I could have, yes.
When you're someone, when you're someone of your popularity or of your, like, is it weird for you to ask for a picture with someone, if it's someone you work with or not?
You know, they don't know who I am. Like, De Niro doesn't know who I am. Like, right. Like, I don't even know if Bert remembered me, like, from shooting the movie, you know?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Like, Chevy knows me. I could text Chevy right now, but the other guys, they don't care.
That's awesome. That's interesting, man.
I love that you could text Chevy right now.
One of my favorite, that's one of my favorite things that I could text him.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And he would text you back.
He always does.
Wow.
He always does.
That's cool.
That's really cool.
Wow. Yeah. So weird.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. It's interesting, man. That's awesome.
Now, here's another side of you, which I can tell just from the shirt that you're wearing, but I did some research.
Yeah.
Is you're a big wrestling fan.
I am a big wrestling. I'm wearing a Rowdy Roddy Piper, rest in peace, Hot Rod.
Yeah.
That was appropriate for the Comedy Store today, too, because, you know, Rod.
His name's up on the wall.
Rod was a. Rod liked to come over here and play the piano and hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you explain wrestling to me a little? Just like, what wrestling, does it appeal to you? You know it's fake.
Well,
I mean,
you know, TV shows are fake too.
Exactly.
It's just a soap opera for dudes. That's all it is. It's just violent soap opera.
Yeah.
I also think you had to have got into it as a kid, because anybody that got into it as a kid always loves it to some degree.
Right.
So, like, did you not watch it as a child?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. I mean,
I watched Glow a little bit.
I never saw Glow. That like,
wasn't it called Glow?
Yeah. I just that passed me by, though. I don't know if that was like a regional thing.
Yeah.
Or,
that was a female wrestler.
Yep.
Yeah. Basically, people in Raleigh, North Carolina.
I think so too.
I remember wrestling.
I was in Philadelphia.
Wrestling was always going to Raleigh and Knoxville. I just remember, like, anytime they'd be like, coming to these cities.
Memphis.
Yeah. And they'd be like, Raleigh.
I remember as a gay young man who was not out of the closet watching Glow and like going, like, is she really wearing that? Like, can you really wear that in front of all these people? Like,
Yeah.
That's what I remember. Okay. So wrestling has filled a spot in your life.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It's big in the South too. Mm-hmm. I think bigger than most places.
Mm-hmm.
I've just always loved it since I was little. I don't know.
Do you wrestle?
Not professionally, no.
But like
just exhibition matches.
Do you like bro down and wrestle with friends? I don't know.
I'd be hurt so bad.
But do you think if there was a role for like a wrestler, like a unique type of wrestler.
Out of shape, like, type of wrestler.
Like comeback Carl, right? Comeback Carl. It's like about a wrestler that's going to give
like
it one more shot.
Straight to VHS.
Okay, but still.
This is a terrible decision.
Would you maybe stoop to a role just because it was a wrestler?
Of course I would, yeah.
Do you geek out at wrestlers? Like, do you...
Yeah, and I'm friends with like I'm friends with some of the guys like Dolph Ziggler and the
That's
Miz.
Gonna be kind of cool. We've
it
had
is.
The Miz on here.
Oh yeah, yeah. Miz lives up the street from
He's
me.
He's champ, isn't he? Is he still the champ?
He was the IC champ forever. I don't think he is at the moment.
Him and his girl won the tag champ, I think, for a little bit. I could be wrong. I could be totally wrong.
You can't have a man and a woman be tag team champions.
Oh yeah,
so
jeez.
She was the women's champion
these
for
days?
Years, though.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
Is there gender neutral wrestling
they
yet?
Still, no,
not yet.
they still separate them.
That's Theo, crazy. You have a shot soon.
It could happen, dude.
Except for Andy Kaufman.
Ah, yes.
But I knew Roddy because I directed these videos for Funny or Die. Yeah. It was like where we recreated Piper's Pit. And then I ended up writing a pilot for Roddy and directed for Funny or Die that did not sell, obviously. But I loved Rod, man.
Yeah, wow. People loved him. Earl Skakel always talks about him.
Yeah.
Earl's a good guy. Yeah, a lot of comedians do. He was.
It was hard to know Roddy and not love the dude. Like, yeah? he was so genuine. He passed away literally the same like week my grandfather, which has been like the hardest thing that ever happened to me. So like I kind of didn't get to go to his funeral, you know, and it was literally like 2 or 3 days apart. So I kind of didn't get to deal with Rod dying for like a few months later, like mentally almost. And it, like every so often it'll still occur to me like, oh shit, Rod's dead.
Yeah.
Like it's because he was so young.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is
man,
it?
Wrestling's a sacrifice. Those guys sacrifice a lot, or they yeah. used to as well
think,
back in the day.
I think the new guys don't
yeah.
live so hard.
Yeah.
You know, like the hours and the traveling and the steroids or drugs or whatever the case. Like now the guys seem...
They're eating healthy.
They're all
now.
Kind of like health nuts, right?
Yeah.
The
pioneers, yeah. I mean, and
they look
I feel
like CrossFit dudes.
Yeah.
The Von Erichs. I mean, that whole family died in car accidents.
Well, that thing's bizarre, that story. I mean, the Von Erichs are like snake bit.
I used to watch them growing up. That was great wrestling back then. People would die. Like, episodes would just end because somebody died. People died. Some guy threw a harpoon into the audience one time. Like, just crazy stuff. And it was awesome, and that was on TBS. That's back when TBS had programming. Yeah.
Well, I was always bigger into WCW growing up because it was like on TBS and TNT and was just kind of more Southern, you know, based out of Atlanta. But yeah, I love WCW.
Yeah. It was beautiful before it was such a big theatrical thing. I felt like it kind of lost some of its edge.
It's wrestling. Lost all of its edge, yeah. It's totally different now.
Yeah.
But it's still pretty
entertaining.
Great.
Entertaining.
Yeah, it's still cool.
It's still so specific, and I get such a kick out of, like, being friends with those guys. Because they're, like, dudes our age, you know? It's just weird that, like, now, like, to realize, like, oh, shit, these dudes are the same age as me.
What's it like being friends with not only them or someone like Chevy or just people that you've looked up to that are now, like, actually part of your life? Is that a weird thing?
It's totally weird. I mean, yeah, it's the best part, hands down, of doing this for a living. You know, it's great. It's great.
Fair enough. Have you met people where it's the opposite, where you're let down? I won't ask you, but
oh sure, yeah.
That probably. You've been in this business for when did you start?
Well, I did as a kid for a while, and then just went back to Arkansas and went to through high school, and then came back out here for college. So off and on,
wow,
like always, kind of. But I mean, really, just since I got out of college, so about 10 years now.
Are you still besties with Mike Sarah?
Mike moved to New York. I saw him a couple weeks ago when I was out for Tribeca, but we don't get to hang out much because he's, you know, lives out there in Brooklyn.
Gotcha. Yeah. He seems like a fun guy.
I think Michael is the funniest person that I know.
Really?
Yeah.
The funniest?
I think so, yeah.
That's
awesome.
Like stand-up funny. Like
he could if he wanted to.
Really?
Yeah. He was like pitching me stand-up jokes. Like, yeah, he could do anything if he wanted.
Yeah.
Some people just have that ability, man.
Yeah.
Some people just, you know, are real.
Theo, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yep. It's an affliction. Mm-hmm. You know, it is an affliction, dude. I could have been a chef, but I'm doing this. You know?
You got the facial hair.
What are you talking about, bro?
That's the, what's his name? Diners, Dive-Ins, and Drives.
Oh, the Guy Fieri?
You got the Guy Fieri.
You just need the...
you got the same beard. Like
you just need the Crocs. You
that
guys,
guy, the
you're
only
right,
thing,
by the way.
The
that's exactly what
hair.
It is.
What, the same as Guy
if
Fieri?
Just, if you spiked your hair, you're like halfway to Guy Fieri right
God.
Now.
You guys don't know what's going on, dude. I'm gender neutral. I'm sprouting womanhood right now.
Jeez.
Okay. All right. I could be.
Yeah, I love Guy Fieri.
I've got no problem if you want to be gender neutral.
All right. Sometimes I identify as a woman, I feel like, and everybody gets mad at me. It's like if I say that, people are like, you're out of your fucking mind, you know?
No, because you're making a joke out of it. And
no, I don't think so.
Some people really do.
I'm not making a joke out of it.
Of course you
like
are.
You're making a joke.
You don't think someone identifies as a woman?
Yeah. No. Never.
You're crazy, dude.
Are you being serious? You're 100% serious. No, yeah. You're not looking at his face. He's ridiculous.
I am serious.
See, and the problem people laugh is because there are people whose plight is that, and that kind of ridicules it.
I'm not ridiculing, dude. You're making me smile because you're making weird faces at
no,
me.
No, what are you talking about? You just said you identify as a woman sometimes.
Sometimes.
I've known you for a very long time. I don't believe it.
What do you mean? Like 40 minutes a day, I probably think I identify as a woman, dude. There are times I sit down and urinate probably 95% of the time.
Well, that's just out of comfort and convenience, yeah. though.
You say that.
That's just... That's
you don't know
just,
how I feel when I'm sitting there.
That's true.
See, all
that's,
right.
That's the thing. It's like I just feel like sometimes it's like if I say that, yeah, it's like it's – but I mean it though. Sometimes I feel like a big girl. I just lay in bed and I feel like a big woman.
Clark, can you help me?
No, I'm not going there.
Okay.
What are you talking about, dude? Whatever. You guys don't want to expand your minds? That's fine.
So we've got June 4th
yep.
is when I'm Dying Up Here comes out on Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
And then how about Dog Years? When's that?
I don't know. I mean, it just debuted at Tribeca, so I think they've got to get, you know, it's an indie film, so I think they got to get, like, distribution and so, like, who knows?
It's an uphill climb right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I just have no idea, to be honest. I'm sure it'll be out at some point,
yeah.
But I don't know when or where.
You working on anything else these days other than the show?
I am. I don't want to get too much into it, but I think I'm going to direct my first feature later this summer.
So congratulations.
Thank you. Well, you know, not you know.
Well, knock on wood.
Yeah.
Something I'm always scared to even like talk about.
Something
like,
you wrote?
Or, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
You nervous? So
not nervous, just, you know, anxious, excited. I mean, that's what I've always wanted to do. That's what I like went to school for.
And, me too. Yeah. And I directed a couple features.
Oh, nice.
And then it was too hard for me, so I gave up and went to writing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is hard. It's
it was very hard, but it's very rewarding,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Very rewarding. Is it a comedy? Are you doing comedy?
No.
Interesting.
No.
Yeah, right.
Well, so I want to see the dark arts out of...
Yeah. The dark side of Clark Duke.
Yeah. Ooh. That sounds romantic almost.
Well, maybe when you identify as a woman, you...
That could be that part of me talking.
The
know?
Movie is gender neutral, I'll say that. Right.
Is it really? That's good.
I don't know.
Okay, so everybody watch I'm Dying Up Here.
Yeah.
Please watch it.
Look out for which you can apparently see online.
I think it's available right now online.
All of the episodes or just the one?
No, just the pilot.
Just the pilot. I don't even know if it's a full episode, but it's I definitely recommend checking out. It seems super. I mean, I literally watched 16 minutes of it and had to come here. And now we have 30 seconds each where we have to convince you why we should win the podcast.
Okay.
This is our chance to really...
Right now, according to my tally, Matt is at
I'm in the
Matt is at negative one.
Mm-hmm. And Theo?
Theo has 1 point because he had two, but then he got a negative. So it's 0-1 right now.
Wow, this must be this may be the lowest scoring podcast we've ever had.
That's good.
All
We're
right.
Keeping it specific.
Keeping y'all honest.
Yeah, keeping us honest, dude. All right, we have a why we should do it. Do you want to do a contest?
Do you have any ideas?
I went to a place called Dog Patch USA growing up. That was in Arkansas. You remember that place?
Mm-mm.
Are we talking about?
It was like a seedy.
It sounds seedy.
It was like a basically. It was supposed to be a theme park, but it was really just a place where you might get molested.
Have you ever been to Magic Springs? You ever been to Magic Springs?
Is there more? Is there any magic?
Theme park.
Oh, is there? This Dollywood. This is called Dollywood, actually.
Oh, now Dollywood in Tennessee, man.
Yeah. No, this is called Dog Patch USA. Then.
I don't know Dog Patch.
You don't? It was in Arkansas. They said it was.
Oh, you guys, you don't know everything in Arkansas?
There's only like seven things.
He's not far off, man. He's not way off.
It's beautiful, though. A lot of
it is
quartz.
Beautiful.
That's quartz country, dude, if you like romantic
diamonds.
Rocks.
We got the only public diamond mine in the
wow,
United States.
Wow, really?
Boom. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Great place
this
to take a spouse.
This is your argument for why you're winning?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what's
okay,
going
then
on
let's
here.
Do it. 30 seconds on why we should win. Are you ready for that, Matt?
Yeah, I am.
All right, you want to go first?
No.
Okay, then. I'll take 30 seconds. I'm going to put it on the clock right now. See, Lark! That's Clark, guys. Just wanted to say thank you for coming, dude. I admired you a long time ago. I remember seeing you across the street, across of Ventura Boulevard. By a Ralph's, and I was like, damn, baby.
You literally admired me.
I was like, baby got
Were
back.
Were you like, ma'am?
I was like, yeah,
hello,
baby
ma'am?
Got back. Yeah.
All right.
And then I came around from the side, and I was like, oh, man, I'm about to maybe try to cut up any of these guts, you know? Uh-huh. And then I get closer, and I realize that it was you, man, and I fell even further in love.
Aw, that's okay. Very sweet.
That's pretty good.
So Godspeed to you and your family.
Thanks, man.
All right. You ready?
Yeah. All right, and go.
Duke. Right?
Oh, no.
No, that was bad. Clark, I just want you to keep in mind as you tally the score right now. Think of who asked questions that were and knew a lot about your career.
I'd clearly done some research.
Did some research. Actually, quite liked your Boston accent. I thought it was very genuine.
That's true.
Baby, go back.
Yeah, babe. And really, just I find you attractive even from a front. It doesn't have to be a behind woman. I'd see it from the front.
Time's up.
Yep.
You know, I think I just got to give it to Matt just based on the...
Yes!
I mean, he's got a whole list of questions wrote out here,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I have questions right here, Clark.
But, I mean, he's got like a lot... Yeah. Like, he really did know a lot of...
Typed out. That's some of that's old shit. Part of that's
there
a recipe.
There is something about handwriting stuff that really makes it seem more... Yeah, like you put
more
work in.
It was genuine.
It says ricotta. Part of that's a recipe.
That's not true.
You've been duped, dude. I admitted that for 40 minutes a day.
Man.
I feel like a woman and I
get
nothing.
Oh, by the way...
You guys are pieces of shit. Now I see why women hate men.
You know what? By the way, before we go, I didn't ask. So, Greek reunion not happening? You're not part of?
I'm not part of it. I don't think so.
Do you feel neglected at all because of that?
No, I don't want to.
Yeah. Do you get hate for that? Are people angry about that?
I don't know. I don't know if anybody wants to do it of the other people.
Oh, really?
I don't think it's real. Like, I think it's
not
something
real.
That got reported that is not actually happening.
Gotcha. Okay.
Would you ever consider trying to make one on your own?
Just like a bootleg one?
And just you? It's just like you just there by yourself?
Probably not, man. I'll probably just keep doing this other stuff.
Well, you're doing good, man.
Yeah, you're
doing
great, good. Man.
Thanks for
everybody,
having me, guys.
We'll watch the show.
Please
and,
do.
I'm excited to finish it, man. Congratulations on an exciting career, man. It sounds like it's been a blast. It's crazy. It seemed like all like your dreams have kind of come true in a weird way.
And you got your shit together, which is a rarity.
Yeah.
You guys are really making me feel good about my life right
now. You should.
Yeah, you should.
It's cool. Thank you for coming on, bro.
All right.
Thanks,
bye, guys.